there are two contrary narratives. One is that the ferocity of the Tigrayan forces' actions has prompted the federal government to resort to a ceasefire. The second is that the federal government had been planning this, recognizing the humanitarian situation is deteriorating and something needed to be done. I think the truth is probably a combination of the two, but it's worth noting that only a week ago, the federal government was still conducting air raids, and so it does seem that the military might of the Tigrayan opposition has precipitated the exact date of this announcement, if not necessarily that it was coming.
Now, is it likely to help bring some degree of peace and stability to Ethiopia, particularly in the Tigray region?
In Tigray itself, there are still areas where the federal government forces are in control, and the Tigrayan forces have said that they want to remove them, and so we could still anticipate that there may be fighting to come in some parts of Tigray. Clearly in areas where the federal government's forces have withdrawn entirely, there is the prospect that there will be less fighting. We still don't know what will happen with the allied forces, both from the Amhara region that have been in Tigray, as well as the Eritrean forces, what their intentions are. But elsewhere in Ethiopia, this will have very little effect on the security situation there, and the country remains consumed by many challenges, by many security issues in other parts of the country as well.
Now, finally, sir, are there any regional implications for other countries surrounding the Horn, Sudan, Somalia, Eritrea?
Clearly, the Eritrean forces have been pivotal in this conflict, and we don't yet know whether the forces will remain. The Ethiopian government has said several times that they will be withdrawn. We haven't yet seen evidence of that. It's clear that the Eritrean government has no love lost for the Tigrayan forces, and so it'll be a very difficult pill for them to swallow to accept that they remain or have retained control or regain control. And elsewhere, it seems possible that part of what has accounted for the resurgence of the Tigrayan forces has been support from Sudan, or at least some material crossing that border. It's difficult to be sure of that, but it does seem that there is also a clear interest for the Sudanese government, or at least part of the Sudanese government, to support forces that are opposed to the government of Abiy Ahmed. So there are clearly regional implications to this, and the humanitarian implications are also regional as well. Just because the fighting has stopped doesn't solve the fact that hundreds of thousands of people are in need of assistance, are facing hunger, and will continue to face that challenge, and may be forced to either continue to move into other parts of the country or indeed across borders.